Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In 1979, Keith Green's album, No Compromise, was taking off in a big way. And true to his nature, Keith did the unthinkable. He asked to be released from his contract with Sparrow Records because he didn't feel comfortable charging money for his music anymore. His records were selling like crazy, and concert venues and arenas were filling up. But Keith said, "I think I hate this." He mortgaged his house to start his own record label, Pretty Good Records. His first album under the new label was So You Want to Go Back to Egypt. Bob Dylan did a harmonica part on one song, and in the process told Keith that Keith's album, For Him Who Has Ears to Hear, was one of his favorite albums of all time. Keith shipped his albums to anyone who asked, and he asked them to send whatever they could afford. By May 1982, Keith had shipped out over 200,000 albums, and 61,000 went out for free. When stores began carrying his records, his policy was that everyone who purchased an album or cassette would receive a second copy free to give to a friend. In 1979, the Greens sold their homes in Woodland Hills, California, and moved to 9 acres in Garden Valley, Texas, about 9 miles west of Lyndale. Here they established Last Days Ministries. Last Days Ministries grew extremely fast. This was to be the final chapter in Keith's life.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.